Peter James is the administrator at Great Expectations Charter School here in Grand Marais. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we had a board meeting this week. I'm assuming that the harvest is in.
The hoop house, which is we call the structure that you'd see up from the outside, it really extends our growing season quite a bit.
I'll bet.
And so we've still been pulling tomatoes and things from there. All right, I won't rub it in.
Yeah, don't rub it in. Yeah,
but we're getting ready to kind of wind up the gardening for the winter, putting the beds to bed, so to speak, mm-hmm. Kind of visioning already what the plans are going to be for next year and how we're going to change some things, add some more classroom gardens and build out one of our new courtyard spaces.
That's a great program.
We love it.
Yeah, I know you do, and so does the community. Yeah. You and I over time have talked about, what damage or not the legislature does to school districts and any discussion on legislative mandates and that sort of thing. I know that charter schools have some problems with that.
Absolutely. And I think all schools, are feeling some pressure. Perhaps charter schools more so because the things that the legislature in the last round of changes has enacted are things that constrain us more than perhaps a traditional district. We're being required to create the world's best workforce. The department is defining for us, and not just the Department of Ed, I mean certainly through the legislature, defining for us what that looks like. And really, if you boil it all down, it says that it's how are you scoring on the MCAs and how are you doing on these standardized tests and how are you focusing your curriculum and things to maximize achievement in reading and math. And those are definitely important areas, but I don't think anyone would say that the best employees anywhere are those that score the highest in math and reading. If we said that the world's best workforce are those people with the highest test scores, I think that's false. And so I think in some ways we're proceeding from a false assumption. I do think that the change, the shift in looking at how you are aligning yourself with the standards and trying to raise the level of achievement for all students is admirable. I just think they're going about it the wrong way. I also think, in particular for charter schools, that to have a whole subset of your public schools, which are designed explicitly to create alternative formats, alternative forms of assessment, alternative forms of instruction, different kinds of educational programs to reach a different subset of the population of students, to have them begin to conform to a more standardized approach is defeating the purpose.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that's what charter schools are there for.
No, in fact, it's exactly the opposite of what charter schools are there for, which is why it's feeling so constraining, I think, to us in particular. And we end up having to put a lot of time and energy into developing systems and generating reports and develop, long-range plans and benchmarks and targets that are mandated for us to create that really don't have a lot to do with the way we want to educate children and believe that we're successful.
It seems to me you just become another off-campus classroom for the same old thing.
Correct, and I think that's the discouraging part of the approach, the idea of one plan or one size or one model fitting everyone. And certainly that's the most efficient way to educate, but that's also been proven to not be sufficient to reach all students.
Well, then that means it's really not the most efficient way.
Correct. It's the most efficient way to reach most students. And I think that's been the problem with public education in general, built on that sort of model of how do we do this efficiently? How do we do it in a way that's the least burden to the state or the population from a tax standpoint and from a resources standpoint? And yet it's not necessarily effective. Mm-hmm. And I think this seems to be more of the same, only we're going to do it harder and not necessarily achieve different results.
Well, I suppose you can always talk to your legislator.
We can and we will. And quite frankly, the charter school community has some advocacy in a group called the Minnesota Association of Charter Schools. And we'll be meeting directors of that organization and other charter schools. We'll be meeting to talk about what are the legislative changes and how have they affected charter schools and what is our platform, if you will, for making changes, and how can we advocate for that with the legislature, either directly and or through the organization that represents charter schools, and what they're there to do. No one wants to, I think, back away from accountability. You know, we are very comfortable saying that charter schools have to be able to educate students. We just don't believe that having charter schools do things the same way traditional districts do is going to give the results that they're hoping.
And we should point out that there's nothing wrong with traditional education.
No.
Because it fits probably the majority of students.
Right, and that's the whole idea, is that you have complementary systems. We have a tremendous mm-hmm. relationship with ISD 166. They are a traditional district and are doing a great job and are really putting lots of new programs and strategies in place to improve their performance in educating students, but they can't be expected to be all things to all people. And so, we can be a complement to that organization in our county. You know, there's geographic reasons why you might want to have smaller charter schools. There are educational strategies and philosophies that might, be better suited to reach certain students. And it's that kind of flexibility and responsiveness to the communities and the needs of the families in the community that we are trying to serve here. And I think that's missed perhaps in the legislature and then trying to create something in writing that's for all schools.
Well, we will return to this subject, I'm sure, the next time or time after that we talk on this. We've been speaking with Peter James. He's the administrator at Great Expectations School. It's always interesting to talk to you, sir.
Thank you so much.